This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Speaking ahead of a cabinet meeting, U.S. President Donald Trump defended his position on Russia a day after backtracking on what he said while standing next to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We're doing very well. We are doing very well, and we're doing very well, probably as well as anybody has ever done with Russia. And there's been no president ever as tough as I have been on Russia. All you have to do is look at the numbers, look at what we've done, look at sanctions, look at ambassadors not there, look, unfortunately, at what happened in Syria recently. And I think President Putin knows that better than anybody, certainly a lot better than the media. He understands it, and he's not happy about it, and he shouldn't be happy about it, because there's never been a president as tough on Russia as I have been.
Members of a Thai youth football team who were trapped in a flooded cave for more than a week held a news conference Wednesday. The psychologist who is treating the player says through a translator that their mental state is good.
They should be able to handle social stress that they may face once they return home. And they are also physically strong enough to return to a normal life now.
The 12 boys and their 25-year-old coach were declared generally healthy by doctors, aside for some minor infections. At the news conference held in a government building, it was the first opportunity for the boys to speak directly to the media. Officials reviewed questions in advance to make certain none would cause damaging psychological effects. The first commercial flight from Ethiopia to Eritrea arrived on Wednesday. The dramatic diplomatic thaw between the two countries began last month when Ethiopia's reformist new prime minister fully embraced a peace deal that ended a border wall that killed tens of thousands. This is VOA News.